one of the prime reasons which does not let us be our authentic self and to express ourselves and to be in the face of possibilities which we can create for a beautiful, better life ahead is the fear of self-doubt. Self-doubt can really sabotage you and your life. I know so many people out there who are amazingly talented, who are doing so well, who are so good at what they do. But they are filled with self-doubt. And also most people would like to wear self-doubt like a badge of honor. Because they believe that if they have self-doubt and if they are not contented with themselves, they are being a perfectionist, which means they are always striving to be something better. We have lived in our reality which has trained us, which has ingrained in us to believe in others' opinions, judgments, points of view, rather than trusting our own selves. This is one of the major reasons why most people stay in the mediocre block where they are doing decently well to have a comfortable life, but they are not being at their best potential. They are always doubting themselves and they are always believing that no matter what they do, they need to improve. Growth is beautiful. Creating possibilities is beautiful. But that doesn't need to come with a badge of honor which you believe is self-doubt. Does it sound like you? Let me tell you my own story. Since the time I started growing up, I was entrained to believe in self-doubt. As a child, I was always happy-go-lucky, always achieving. I was an overachiever. In my early days of school, in my early days of primary school, I was an overachiever and I was basically just not doing anything and not studying as much as the other kids, just playing and having fun. And I still managed to be in the top 5 students of the class. Fast forward to when I was in standard 5 or grade 5, where I started believing in this reality where you need to study like crazy to be the topper. Studying like crazy to be a topper was never me. It was not being me. Because I used to enjoy life. I used to play. I used to watch the nature, have fun, and just magically would get good grades. After standard 5 or grade 5, I was made to believe by a lot of people around me, mostly peers and mostly friends, that you continuously need to have self-doubt. Only then you can be successful. Now when I look back and I feel, ouch, that's crazy, isn't it? I vividly remember an incident in, I think, 6th or 7th standard, where I was getting ready for an exam. We had the examination paper the same day, and I was there in school, entering a room full of very tensed energy. I was energy sensitive way back then too, although I never acknowledged that power, that superpower. To see a class full of boys and girls being stressed out. And there I was. It was an English language paper, one of my always favorite subjects, which I really enjoyed. And there I was sitting, and there were two girls sitting next to me. One of them happened to ask me, "Are you not tensed?" I said, "What? Are you not tensed? Are you not worried? You appear so happy." I did not know how to react. The girl next to her said, "Oh, well, that's Ashwini. She doesn't take anything seriously in life. She's only interested in time pass and fun. What will she understand the value of study? How will she understand the value of what exams are?" Just like any other humanoid, I started judging myself for not being like everyone else. when everyone else was stressed and tensed and I was laughing and smiling, I thought I'd done something terribly wrong. From that day, I started mimicking everyone around me to just be like them. And after that, for every exam, I started pretending that I'm being stressed or I'm having stress. Eventually, I started taking exam stress. Guess what happened after that? My grades fell from being the top 5 in the class to being somewhere in the middle. You see how mediocre it was. My grades were never bad throughout my academic time, right from standard 6 or 7 till the time I graduated or did my master's. I was a decently well-doing student. And I continued to stay in the mediocre list because I wanted to have friends and I did not want to stand out. And I just wanted to be like everyone. In short, I had bought in the distractor implant of self-doubt and always staying so doubtful about myself that I would never perform. I would never stand out. I would never be better than everyone else. In short, I would never be me. I turned down my sparkle, as I always say, completely, and almost took an oath to stay mediocre all my life. Of course, until I started finding the tools of Access Consciousness, which pragmatic tools which transform my life, and I started being more myself. When you are being you, you stop getting into self-doubt. Self-doubt is a dangerous trap. It can keep you locked in and not let you be you, not let you express your truest potential and not let you choose the potency of what you truly are. If you are listening to this, and if you still not stopped listening to this audio, or if you not still stopped listening to this video, my message to each one of you is, everywhere you have created self-doubt for yourself, decide to choose something else. Because self-doubt is going to keep you trapped in "I will do it later." And most of the times when you are going to do something later, it will never happen. I know so many of the people whom I have known who wanted to do something amazing. They have had amazing ideas about how they want their life to be. And then they are waiting to be perfect in that in order to launch it. Guess what? It's been 4 and 5 years and they have still not launched it because they still believe that they have self-doubt. Self-doubt comes from the fear of judgment. I know when people openly express themselves out in the world, they do attract haters, they do attract trolls, they do attract people who are willing to judge them and who are offering a friendly feedback in order to get better. But trust me, this friendly feedback is nothing but something which will make you believe that you are still not good enough and you need to improve. Improvement is what I call as a trap to put you locked in the state of where you are so that you can't be yourself. Because when you are wanting to improve, you are wanting to be something else than what you truly are. How about expressing yourself in every stage of life? Wherever you are today, know that that is the best place where you are. And there is something which you can offer to the beautiful world. Release all self-doubts and release everywhere you created a doubt within you, which was making you believe that you are not good enough or you need to be something else, something more, something better in order to express your truly authentic self. Self-doubt sabotages you beyond what you can think and you lose time and you lose years just doubting yourself. So if you're listening to this, make a choice today to choose something else. Doubt is a distractor implant, as we call it in Access Consciousness. Distractor implants keep you locked in your reality without letting you get out of that and be the potency of what you truly are. To know more about the pragmatic tools of Access Consciousness, find a facilitator near you. Log on to www.accessconsciousness.com. If you're interested in taking a class with me, log on to my website www.unicorninsight.com or drop me an email on ashwini.chube@unicorninsight.com. Here is wishing you all lots of ease, joy and glory, and wishing you that you create infinite possibilities every single day. Thank you.